Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Something to look at. All right, I'm done, man.
Oh, okay. So we got my boy Wick on the line. What's happening, Wick?
What it do?
Okay, got my girl LaFonda. LaFonda, what's happening, baby? Hello? LaFonda?
Drinking yet.
Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello, how's everybody?
What's good, Janine?
Nothing much.
Hey, Janine, I got a question for you. You know about the Matrix. You ever did the Matrix?
What you mean, doing sex?
The Matrix. Yeah, have you ever tried the Matrix? You know about the Matrix, right? Oh, my goodness.
I
got the Matrix done to me. I don't know where to go now.
You is crazy.
I'm serious. You know about the Matrix, though.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to ask. Maybe I was just, you know. Yeah, Jenny, I heard about the Matrix, and I tried it. It was great. It was great.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
And I put them 2 inches in the Matrix. I think I gave two and a half that night.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
All right, man, I think we got the artist online, man. So let's jump into this right quick. 1080, what's happening, man?
Man, what's good, man? It's your boy 1080, man. I'm on deck, Sin City, man. Shout out to Cash, man, and Father Time. You know, we're doing what we're doing. Shout out my nigga Wick. We on Sin City where we're going live.
That's what's up. What's going down with you, player?
Man, you know, I'm taking it easy, man, and keeping it light. Just doing my 1-2 thing out here. That's all.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something, man. When this music thing get started with you?
Man, the music thing started, like, you know, as a kid, you know, I just would, you know, everybody listen to music. But every now and again, you feel like maybe you might have a story to tell. So I figure I'd shoot mines out there.
Okay.
But, you know, the difference is, you know, like, some be fabricated, some not be, you know, like, and on the keep it real with you, I work a gig on a regular basis. Punching the clock, my dude.
Shit, we all do.
Right, yeah, but like, you know, a lot of people don't know what I'm saying. They don't want to admit that. You know what I'm saying? Probably my friends, but I'm doing the monkey for the hunky for just a little bit of money.
The monkey for the hunky for a little bit of money. God damn.
Man, hey, I got to keep it real with you, bro.
I mean, you know what, dog? I mean, I can respect that. I mean, a lot of people do get on here like, shit, this music shit just was in me. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I mean, it takes a motherfucker to actually just sit down and say, hey, I'm trying to do this music shit, but I work a 9-to-5 every day. You know what I'm saying? Okay, with that being said, let me ask you something. I mean, I know I'm finna sway off a little bit, but I just got to ask you.
Go ahead, bro.
Like,
go ahead.
Like the Rick Ross thing, when they found out that he used to be a security guard.
Yeah.
I mean, did you, like, look at him like, okay, well, shit. He less of a man because he had a job.
Man, I couldn't be mad at him because what else was you going to do? Like, were you actually, you know what I'm saying, having transactions or were you actually working the gig? Like, I can't be mad at you for working the job. You had to do something else if nothing else was paying you. Like, as a man, you can be mad at a guy. Like, if he providing for his family and that's the way he's providing for his family, then you got to honor and respect that. If you can't, then maybe you're not providing for your family.
Like in the world that we live in now, it's like every rapper gotta be a hustler. I mean,
yeah.
nobody wants to say that shit. Oh fuck, I worked at I work at Walmart.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to put this music thing out. A lot of
hey,
Walmart
got good benefits.
I mean, Walmart but I'm just saying. Work. I'm just saying, a lot of motherfuckers ain't going to tell you they came from Walmart. I mean,
yeah.
Motherfucker ain't going to say, I spent my whole check on this motherfucking outfit just to wear it to this one interview.
You spent your whole check on one outfit to wear it to an interview. Like, what kind of outfit was that? Like, and how much are they paying you at Walmart? Because it's about to get a little bit ridiculous. We need to talk about some underpaid, you know what I'm saying, overwork.
I mean, I'm just saying, dog. I mean, because you got people like that, man. You got people like that, man. I mean, but they'll never tell you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'll never tell you, well, shit, you know, man, shit, man. I'm broke, you know, or a motherfucker go to the club and spend his rent money.
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah, those are rough cats. Like, you ain't catch me at the club spending no rent money because, no, that just ain't working, man. I got to live before I can, you know what I'm saying, chill. You feel me? I got to chill while I'm living.
Okay, I mean, you know what? I mean, that's I can respect that because you came out. You, I mean, that's some real shit. That is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how could you go without knowing? You know, you have to know before you go.
Right. For sure. So I'll let
you
me
gotta know
this,
you handling your business.
I'll let me about this music thing, man.
Man, you know, it's your boy 1080, man. 1080. I'm doing my thing, so I really hate zeros. You know?
Let me ask you a question. How long you been doing it?
Like, honestly, I can tell you, like, I've been doing it for, like, for real, like, maybe, like, 2 years. But, you know, other than that, I have personal problems. Like, I got family stuff. Like, I got to be, like, I'm a father before I'm anything. You know, I'm a man before I'm anything. So, like, I got to take care of the household. Like, I got to go punch that clock if this rap thing ain't working, you know? I can't let this consume me and, like, pretend to be somebody who I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Because this is secondary to who I am. If it take off, man, shout out to the Most High. If not, hey, it's back to punching the clock.
Indeed.
That's what it is.
Very well said.
That's my nigga.
You know?
All right.
Hold on. Before you ask a question, dog. Do you got a personal manager in the background or something?
Man, you know this guy right here. I know this guy.
I've never met a motherfucker come on CNC Radio to do an interview, had a hype man in the background. I just never met him.
I guess this is legendary then.
Right. This the
anomaly. Shout out CNC, man. Shout out Cash and Father Time, man. Boy Wick in the background. It's 1080. CNC going live. That's how we doing it.
But you know what? What
yes,
he
sir.
Just said was very true because he always in the background. Trying to be heard.
He was one of the five cops.
This is we was little. All right, man. Talk to me about Finna Go, man. How'd you come up with that concept?
Man, you know, I come up with Finna Go, like, because, you know, like, I just was felt like at a point, like, I came up with it at work. That's so funny. Like, I just felt like I was just Finna Go here. Like, I had it up to here with, like, certain things in my life and, like, you know, just a lot of rap stuff I was hearing, like, little internet chitter chatter, so I just felt like I was finna go. Like, and where was I going? I was going ham on them, you know?
All right, y'all, check out the track. Finna Go by 1080. 1080. I got
how?
You, dog.
Yeah. What up, man? 1080, boy. Proof is in the pudding, nigga. You know what time it is. Get up to it.
Go, where you going, cuz? Ham on these niggas, what they do? Click, clack, bow, blam on these niggas, I'm finna go. Where you going, cuz? Ham on these niggas, what they do? Click, clack, bow, blam on these niggas, I am a go. Speak that blasphemy, you gon' be a casualty. And shout out to the south, but it's that northern hospitality. Yo, I let it rattle be. Tech boom, flesh wound, crime scenes, yellow tape, and fracture chest cavities. Now everybody mad at me, fucked up, sad to see these niggas cross that line, boy. It's gonna be a tragedy. Yo, bubble cushion cheese blunt, super high, how we stun. I'm always on my G shit. You tryna get your G's up?
Nigga, 1080, nigga. The proof is in the pudding. Get up to it.
Pussy nigga, please, bro. I pull that thing, you freeze up. Sleeping with your bitch, cuz the only time you squeeze some. She wanna eat, I feed some. She wanna sleep, I please some. Baby girl with diligence, so shorty, she don't need none. Say she wanna lay with me, can't help but wanna stay with me. Baby like that toy I got, so sexy, wanna play with me. Yo, everything okay with me, my polo fit is navy, B. Bitch up at the club, fuck it, I be where your lady be. Pumpkin head, side of shell, nigga, I did some. Penitentiary flows. On the bars, I got plenty of them. Go, where you going, cuz? Ham on these niggas, what they do? Click, clack, bop, blam on these niggas, I'm finna go. Where you going, cuz? Ham on these niggas. niggas, what they do? Click, clack, bow, blam on these niggas, I'm finna go. You need to cool it, B. Who you think you fooling, G? Beef, I bring the hot sauce, cause these niggas fool to me. Who think they wanna play with it? Talking loud, ain't playing shit. Yo, I get on my alphabet, I started K and shit. Nigga, you ain't straight with me, that shit you doing gay with me. Fuck, you gotta stay with me, better not even play with me. I'ma lock it down, nigga, you would bow out gracefully. See me in the streets, boy, better how that cape for me. I be where they never be, throw up in your leather, be. Talk like some night, this another level, G. Worry about it, cuz you'll never see again. He like Tony Braxton, bitch, you would never breathe again. Go, where you going, cuz? Ham on these niggas, what that do? Click, clack, bow, blam on these niggas, I'm finna go. Where you going, cuz? Ham on these niggas, what that do? Click, clack, bow, blam on these niggas, I'm finna go.
Yeah, you know what time it is, nigga. 1080, nigga. 1080. I hate zeros. Check your watch so you know what time it is, boy. Get up to it and stay up to it. Chill.
You know, we got to bring in the resident guru for music. LaFonda, what you think?
There we go.
LaFonda? See, now I try to bring LaFonda in and she ain't even here. Okay. I'll try later.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about that track, man?
Go me?
Yeah, LaFonda ain't here, so.
Oh, I'm digging that, man. I'm digging that, man. I can see, tracks that I could just actually see, man. I actually see the video for that, man. I actually can see a video in my head for that track, though. I mean, that was hot. I like that. I mean, the whole time the song was going, I was visualizing the motherfucking video for it. I mean, you know, my thing is, like, songs like that I can actually, like, when I'm listening to it, I can actually visualize a video going forward. Hey, that shit's hot.
There you go, bro.
Man.
Shit is hot. Now, let me ask you a question. Where do you see yourself at 5 years from now as far as this music thing goes?
5 years from now as far as this music thing goes, like, I would like for it to be prosperous for me. You know, I'm optimistic about everything. You know, but, like, the music business is the music business. There's a bunch of snakes out there. They bite people and they poison, visions get blurry. But, like, I would like for it to be prosperous. If not, then not, you know. It's back to doing what I do. Like, I have to be a father full time. Like, so I know that'll come too. You know, shout out to the music business, everything. And I like it and I love what I'll be doing. I just hope that it be prosperous, you know. I'm optimistic about it all.
I feel you, dog.
Now, tell me who you're not feeling.
Like, right now, as the music go, right now, the music business, it's a lot of cats, like, I don't feel. Like,
give me some names. Like, I can tell you right now, Fucker Walker Flocker.
Oh, man, like, he sold through. Pow. Put them down. Like, put them in front of the fire squad. Flockers through. The Kurt Cobain guy, like, he threw. Like.
Put them down.
Yeah, he be on MTV. That was what?
Right, who's this Kurt Cobain? I mean.
I played him last week.
Yeah.
He was on the show last week, man. I played his track.
You know, like, Kurt Cobain, Flocker, like. You know, that's catchy. That's what they want to hear. But, nah, come on. Be for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where's the substance? Like, that's like typical. That's ABC. Round of applause. Make your ass clap. Sit your ass down.
All right, well, who would you like to work with?
Like,
hey, picking up speaker.
If I could work with anybody.
Dead or living.
Oh, man. Like, I'm a Skyface and Tupac fan all the way. Like, yo, those lyrics got substance, Joe. Like, and, like, you can actually listen to that kind of stuff and not even rap with it. You just listen to it. You know, like, but as far as that go, like, Pop Dead, Skyface Alive, you know, like, but honestly, like, I like Drizzy. He all right. I work with Drizzy.
Who is Drizzy?
Drake, man.
I know,
right?
Say Drake, motherfucker. I don't know nobody.
I know.
Drizzy.
Fucking Drizzy. Yeah. But, you know, 42 too. D40.
Yeah, he tight.
Yep.
God damn. Woo, woo. God damn. The hype man is in effect back there, ain't he?
Hey, man, this going down. This legendary.
God damn.
I did. And that's by the motherfucker.
This legendary.
I can do it for Trip City, but I can't do it for my dude, huh?
Hey, shout out Taz, Father's Time, Wick in the background, hosting C, man. We're going live. It's how we doing it. I appreciate y'all having me on here, man. 1080, man.
Hey, man, you know what, dog, for real, dog, it's a pleasure to have new artists on here, man, straight out the Midwest that's trying to do something, man. Motherfucker appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, our whole thing, we dedicated this Tuesday show just for artists that's trying to come up, man. Everybody trying to do their thing.
Yes, sir.
Like I say, man, I said it once, I said it twice, I said it 1,000 times. Lil Wayne don't need us to play that shit.
Mm-mm.
Hell no, he got no spin.
Yeah, he doing some other stuff right now anyway. Like, we ain't into what he doing right now. Leopard pants and like, show you like, we passing. Shout out to him, though.
Yeah, don't get butt on here. She's swimming down this Illuminati. But,
yeah, man.
Let's talk about I Make It Look Easy, man. Talk to me about that track.
Man, I Make It Look Easy come from, like, having a hard life. Like, working and providing for the family and doing my 1-2 thing, as I call it, that's just holding it down, doing what I do. But, like, you know, a lot of people might look at it, like, because I be fresh, like, and I do my thing. Like, I'm driving a little cool, little car, ain't everything, but it look cool. But I make it look this way. I make it look easy. But practically, pardon my friend, life is hard shit. I just make it look easy for most people anyway. You know, so shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, who making it look easy, who having a hard life. You just make it look good.
All right, y'all, check out this track. I Make It Look Easy.
1080.
I ain't even got to say it because he said it for me.
Dilla, man.
I'm feeling red carpet like I'm out of this world, I'm shining like a star tonight. Villains in the building posing for flicks. My whole team is clear like a Blu-ray disc. Yeah, shorty peep the bop out, she ready to slide. Downtown first half, Thursday night we going live. You know I'm straight to the bar, absolute on the rock. A couple blunts to the neck and a couple Patron shots. Yeah, hey, this the gear on them, ain't no fear on them. Maserati flow, yeah, I'm switching gears on them. I brought some dimes with me, and plus some dimes with me. Hey, how they want it? I'm talking Dime City. Hit it to them hard, white pan assault. I do it big and BP, and then I shoot to the north. Hey, yo, them sideline haters, watch us do it to death. Hey, put your glasses in the air, make a toast to yourself.
Yeah.
it's spade game. Boss run a yard on them. Hey, I'm so high, dog. Check the eyeballs. My clothes super fly. I'm popping out the sky mall. Hey, Flaming Quake, look. We got the plate shook. Everybody on us now. We like Facebook. I'm smoking green to it. While my pop with it. Shout out to the hoodies. Do you know the block did it? Hey, I'm on fire, homie. I'm smoking fire, homie. And now I'm extra hot because Savage put that fire on it. They talking big money with champagne dreams. And see them hating on the G. Guess it ain't what it seems. Guess us lost in the sauce, or we caught in the mix. My whole team go together. We like 4, 5, 6. Yeah, hey, I know royalty and plus loyalty. I'm copping everything. My mama said for me. Yeah.
Y'all, welcome back, welcome back. Let me bring everybody in, like we always do. What's happening, Lucius? Shit about that track, dog.
Oh, man, shit. I'm going to put that as a theme song. I'll make it look easy.
Shout out to you, bruh.
Shit, that's a theme song, nah. I'll make it look easy.
Man, we definitely do. Even when it's hot, we try to make it look easy anyway. You feel me?
Right. For sure.
Like hot by the yard, but it's a fish by the inch.
That's what's up. All right. All right, man, before we end the interview, man, you got anything special you want to say to the people that just heard your tracks?
Man, you know, just check them out, feel them like my tracks is in depth, like they different, none of them are the same. You know, I want to shout out Sin City for holding me down. Shout out the Midwest Murder App, everybody, you know. Shout out my baby, man. You know what I'm saying? 1080, man. We're holding it down. Sin City, Father Time, Cast, Wick. That's how we doing.
That's what's up. Now, if y'all want to hear some more of his tracks, I'm going to put them on the site, sincity.spews.com. By the way, we in the chat room. I'm looking at this motherfucker. I need something to look at.
Hello.
Other than him. You heard me. What are you at, Gene? Just cut the camera on. I look at your damn bed right now. I'm tired of looking at this. Want to be too cool ass motherfucker. Got his hat turned back.
Yeah,
cause
yeah. Oh,
oh
man, that's how
you
gonna do me.
Nasty motherfucker.
Oh.
Look at him. That's
how
you
gonna do me.
Sticking his damn tongue out.
Damn.
Fuck all you. Fuck all you.
That was nasty. Ooh. God damn. You need to go get a drink, man.
Yeah.
That definitely didn't look healthy.
That was not a good sight. Good looking at you two.
Motherfuckers ain't a good sight at all. Don't get me started. I'm on one.
I'm a pretty motherfucker, so it don't matter to me.
Oh, man. Who been talking to him?
Pretty fucking ugly. Oh, I'm sorry, Lucy.
Don't start with me. Don't even go there.
Act like you got some goddamn sense, people! Peace!
Like, that's what I'm talking about. All right, man. Let's hit what we were talking about earlier, man. All
right, man.
Things you should and shouldn't do as a man.
Right.
Now, we're going to start with Janine. Janine, what's one thing a man shouldn't do who calls himself a man? And then we're going to see if the guys agree with you.
When they drinking a drink, they still stick out their little pinky finger.
What if it's tea and crumpets?
What is it, what?
I missed that.
What was Or does he got a tin crumpet?
If he drinking tin crumpet, we got a problem anyway.
I'm telling you, shit. I might go to England. You never know.
He should drink tea. He should drink tea and not stick out his little pinky finger.
I like sticking my pinky finger out. I think it looks cool.
Janine, do I need to say anything else? I don't need to say nothing else, right? He just right, admits that he on live radio.
Damn right. Damn right. I stick my pinky out. Oh,
I stick mine out when I'm drinking. No tea and crumpets.
Oh, y'all just violated the man law.
Oh Lord.
Wow. I missed it. What the hell was y'all talking about?
Hey boy, would you listen? God damn.
Hey, who wants tea and crumpets anyway?
Well, he just said he drank tea.
Not crumpets.
Yeah. What? Hey, man,
oh, I got another one.
Go.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, you shouldn't wear no belly shirt and tie it up in the front.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, you do that one.
That's gay. That's gay.
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
I got one for you.
Whoa.
No goddamn tight jeans trying to sag.
Oh, skinny jeans.
Yeah, them skinny jeans shit trying to sag. That's gay.
I agree. I concur.
Touche. That just ain't right on low level.
No, it's not, man.
Hey, but what do you think about thong sandals, though, bruh?
You said what?
Thong. You know, the thong sandals that people be wearing, like, I just can't get down with those. Me, personally, those are gay to me.
Yeah, everybody can't wear
What the hell is thong sandals?
The ones you put your toes in.
A girl told me that they were thong sandals.
The ones you put your toes in.
Yep, look, he know. He got a pair.
No, I don't got no pair. I got some goddamn Jordans, nigga. Jordans.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, I got Jordan, nigga.
Well, Wick, what he trying to tell you on the line?
Know your role and shut your mouth!
He want to be his manager.
I know, right? That was pretty good.
I know what you're talking about now since you said Wick was wearing them.
Ain't that by the booger, boy.
When I was little, nothing but girls wear that. So why in the fuck would you get grown and wear a pair of those now?
Man, check the streets. Guys is wearing thong sandals all the time now. They have lost their mind.
Yeah,
with the socks on.
Yep.
All right, okay, I'm gonna change it up, man. I'm about to change it up. Okay, I'm going to start with you, Lucius. Tell me something a real man should do.
Oh, let's see. Keep a job.
Keep a job.
Well, I was about to say, that should be an easy answer for a female.
Oh, shit.
I'll talk to Janine for a minute. She'd be like, just fuck. Fuck good.
She said a real man.
I thought we was asking Janine that question.
Hold on. I want to get everybody's response on this one. LaFonda, is you back? I guess Young Shaq Town got up bent over somewhere. All right.
Whoa. Shout out to Shaq Town, LaFonda.
I mean, that's a man. I ain't said nothing wrong. That's a man. That's his name, Young Shaq Town.
Shout out, man.
Shout out to Young Shaq Town. Beat the shit up.
Shaq Town.
All right, Janine. Tell me what real man should do. It's on Family Feud.
Well, since he done said my number one answer.
Oh, I said your number one answer. I said your number one answer. Let's go with your number two answer then. Come on, we can win this, girl. Come on. We can win this now.
I think he should be a man and never, I don't know. You know how some men don't be forceful with it and they let the woman take a lead? I think they should be leaders and be a man.
Yeah. Is that up there?
Nope. you know something, Janine? I noticed no matter what the question is, we can say what color clothes are you wearing, you turn it to something sexual. That's a talent. That is a talent.
Don't get mad at Janine.
All your answers are sexual.
Janine, I love you.
Oh, wait.
Fuck what Fireside talking about.
Not sexual. She said just let the man. No, that was not sexual.
That wasn't sexual.
I'm going to go with Father Time. I know you don't know me, Janine. It's 1080, but yes. Sexual. You've been blessed. Keep up the good work.
All right, now I'm gonna flip it. I'm gonna start with my co-host. Give me something a real man should do.
What a real man should do? Take care of your goddamn kids.
Man, hell fucking low.
There it is.
Couldn't say no better than me, brother.
Look here, man. I'm going to tell you like this. Motherfucker, as a man, we did a lot of, we probably, and I know for a fact that, I know we endured some fucked up shit growing up. But my thing is this. Don't put your kids in the same position you was put in. Take care of your fucking kids. Fuck spending a dollar. You know what I'm saying? You might not have that dollar every day to give them. You know what I'm saying? When I say dollar, I mean just money in general. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times them kids, if you put that quality time in, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times kids don't even care about the money. It's just like...
For sure, brother Cass.
It's like, you know, y'all sit there and like, okay... Then for the motherfuckers that ain't even giving up no money, you ain't giving them no money, you ain't spending no quality time, man, come on, man. You motherfuckers some fake-ass motherfuckers for that shit. You got motherfuckers sitting there supposed to be your motherfucker. This your bloodline, but when a motherfucker make it to the NBA or the NFL or some shit like that, now he your son. She become this great singer, now she your daughter. Nigga, she should have been your daughter when she came out the womb. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Don't wait
till
she get famous and then say, all right, that's my baby. You know what I'm saying? And I can't stand no nigga to do that. You know what I'm saying? Nigga sit there and, oh, man, that motherfucker. Cause I'm going to tell you, man, I got kids and shit. My kids are expensive. I ain't going to even lie to you. Shit, my kids are fucking expensive. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, they want top of the line everything. And I ain't gonna lie and say that I don't try to get it. I do try to get it. I can't get everything, but I do try. So the things that I can't get, they know, well, daddy just can't get it because he ain't got it. You know what
man,
I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell you
from a father that had to become a father. I just became a father, you know what I'm saying? It took me a minute. I did some fucked up shit, and I had to learn how to be a father. You know what I'm saying? And it's best for your kids to know that, because I've been through that. Y'all know that father time and all that, not having a father. We know how it is.
Yeah, but... What was your point? How do you change it?
Right. You
because
you be better than that person. You make your kids know what a father is. You can, everybody can be a father, but only certain people can be dads.
You said that wrong, bro.
Oh, I did say that.
You know, like, having your daddy, knowing your daddy is one thing, but having a father makes all of the difference. The father is there for the small things and, like, the times. Like, you know, your daddy, you'll see your daddy whenever you can see your daddy.
Right.
Because that's what he'll be called. But your father is there forever, eternity, infinite, love unconditional. That's what a father does. That's what a real man should do.
Wow, outstanding. How old are you, man?
30, man.
Yeah, you said that like you're ashamed of that shit.
Nah, I'm 30, you know. I've been around the block a couple times. Shout out to my mom and daddy, you know.
No, I'm just saying, man, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good distinction. A good distinction between a father and a daddy. I'd rather be a father than a daddy any day.
Man, I appreciate, man. I'd rather do too, man. I'm a father every day of my life, even in the afterlife after I'm gone, I'll still be my daughter's father, man.
Yeah, I feel you. Man, right there in the next room.
Man, you see why I'm hustling. You see why I'm being the hype man for this man?
Shout out to
the
daughters, man, and the fathers. Shout out to the daughters, the fathers, the sons, man. Even the dads and the daddy.
Yeah.
You know, give a one up for the sperm donors or whatever.
But now, let me ask y'all a question.
Yeah,
shout out to my daddy. Go ahead, Janine. Shout your daddy out. See you. Shout out to Janine's daddy.
Hello, Janine's daddy. What up?
What's good, Janine's daddy?
Hey, daddy.
We shout it out.
Oh!
Hey, baby. Oh, you
want
to talk to me?
No. I'm about to talk to me.
You know your daddy. Janine, you know your daddy right now. Right now, your daddy's sitting up there. Listen to this show right now saying, Janine.
This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove, nigga. You understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you folks coming out with this bullshit.
I'm sorry, man. I heard the name. I kind of lost it for a second. All right. I'm back.
Right, you fucking with my groove, baby. Damn. Call me later.
Right. All right, well, hold on, man, because, I mean, I understand that, but you know what me and Janine talking. I mean, this is how our conversation goes.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you gotta believe in me. You gotta believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
You know what I'm saying? So that's when daddy came about. You know what?
Hey, you know what? Her father sitting back and sit you saying right now. This is what he's saying.
She.
That's what that daddy's saying. Shit. I got some pillows,
right,
young buck.
No, well, I gotta tell her daddy.
That's how we play his role.
That's how we do.
Okay, all right, y'all, stop. I had this man chasing me up and down the street. Shit. Hey, you little motherfucker, bring your little motherfucking ass up. You young punk. You young motherfucking punk. Hell no.
Hope he ain't from a town called Fresh Off a Nigga's Ass. And he ain't homesick.
All right, yeah, make him be homesick.
Go ahead.
I was going to come to you, man. I was going to go to you. I mean, the dudes are don't for being a man, man. Give me something.
Well, my dude is... The same as yours, take care of your kids. My don't, I got a bunch of don'ts, man. I don't think a real man should treat his woman like shit. What's up, Sunshine with a Y?
Hello.
Sunshine with a Y on the line. I'm trying to get her to push one, but she won't, so if I fuck with her, she will.
Okay, well, what you mean by not treating a woman by shit?
Easy.
Yeah, I mean, what do you call treating a woman like shit?
I mean, I think a man should, I personally think a man should, hold on, Sunshine and chimed in. Hi, Sunshine, last time she said I didn't
with the
Y. No, she's Sunshine with an I.
Hey,
now.
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Hi. Hey.
No, but what I'm saying is I think a man should compliment his woman. You know what I'm saying? Whether she did something good or not. You know what I mean?
Touche, touche, brother.
Touche. I'll go with that.
I mean, damn, you should make your girl feel special. Like, I bought my girl some candy and a card just, for nothing, just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think a real man should do shit like that.
Oh, I got a question on that.
Candy left. Lucy,
I got a question on that.
Left.
I got a question on that. But if she didn't appreciate it, but you got mad at it.
How did I get
Hold
mad?
Hold on, man.
I'm trying to say, Lucy. I would get mad because I done it from my heart.
Okay, hey, man.
So it don't matter.
And
hey, y'all not
letting
her answer the question. Lucy,
oh, I didn't know Mother Nature was on here. How you doing, Mother Nature?
My... Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know Mother Nature
Why
was on
here. My candy is almost gone because of how it was given and how I'm supposed to eat it. So it's going
to
go
down.
Oh,
yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, man, is this the right show? Oh, man. Oh.
By the time, there's some freaky things. How you eat that candy by the time?
Freaky.
You really
it's
went to Mother
freaky.
Nature, didn't you?
You don't know, motherfucker!
Oh, my goodness. Y'all done went there. It ain't freaky.
Hey, where are the white women at?
And you know that's my fan.
Oh, no, cut it
that's
out.
That's my fan.
Cut it out.
Yeah, no, me.
No, listen. It's something that I wanted to do to make her feel special. And if you ain't down with that, then fuck you.
That's real man shit. Shout out to you, brother.
So you did the sushi thing? What you do, the sushi thing with the candy?
No, man. It was some Hershey Kisses with a card. The card said, this is a kiss for everything that we don't
I knocked
know.
The dust off that pussy.
That's what the card said? Oh, hell.
That was an evil card.
No, you want a card to send us shit like that?
No.
Stop, please.
That was nothing.
Hey, it was special. Right. It was from the heart.
Lucius, I'm just playing, Lucius. Don't be like, I hate him. I hate
Mother
him.
Fuck all y'all.
Her name is not Lucius. It's Mother Nature.
Fuck all y'all.
Father Time and Mother Nature.
Oh, y'all got y'all nicknames for each other. Isn't that special?
It's Father Time and Mother Nature. Father
G and me, nigga.
Man, y'all crazy. I'm going to rehab, and I ain't fucking with y'all no more.
You didn't have rehab.
I'm going back.
Actually, you really do need to go to rehab.
Yeah, I'm doing. I ain't fucking with y'all no more.
They can't do that for ugly, man.
That's real, man.
Fuck you too.
Hey, they got all the rehabs in the world. They can't do nothing for ugly at a rehab, though. How you go to Ugly Anonymous?
All right, y'all. We're gonna jump into another song right quick. We're gonna be right back. This track called Lost in Love, but I don't know who made it. I'm sorry. I didn't get that information, but I'm going to play the track anyway. It's a Midwest artist.
Come here.
motherfuckers stand up on your motherfucking feet. We in here.
Hello.
Welcome back. Hey, I see we got a 651 number here. 651, if you want to join the conversation, you got to push 1. I don't know if you're male or female, so I can't use no terms.
What if it's female?
Yeah,
you're
right. Just say hello.
Exactly.
We welcome all callers. Come on in.
You just say hello. Shit, what can you say?
Push 1651 so you can join in on this conversation. We're trying to have a good time. We want to have a good time with you, but you got to push 1. If even if you don't push 1, I can bring you in anyway, but I would prefer you to push 1.
Well, I don't know about Sin City. I don't discriminate on these things, but I do grab the grab and pull first.
What?
Push 1.
I threw that was over your head. Y'all
which one?
First of all, no, it wasn't the fact that it was over our head, but why would you put yourself in a position like that anyway?
I think that was a Tourette syndrome moment.
One of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
I thought you couldn't find me. That's pretty good.
That shit didn't sound right.
Yeah, touche.
Damn, I know I'm drinking St. Ives, but goddamn, I know what I heard.
Right, if I gotta go to a grab and pull method, shit. I mean,
if you don't do it, then that's on you then. Because if you fuck around and wake up and your ass flipped over, I grab and pull every time.
Why would I go to sleep and wake up in the crying game?
You wake up and like, go to sleep.
That's the problem. Why would I go to sleep?
Oh, no.
Why would you not grab and pull?
It sounds like some kind of horrible nightmare somebody else had. I don't want to be a part of this.
Right. I don't even want to have this conversation anymore. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
Right. No. So look. I'm going to throw it to Sunshine. What's up, Sunshine?
Right.
Please.
I got a question for you, Sunshine.
What's that?
A question for you. It's an A and B question. Part A is something a real man should do. Part B is something a real man shouldn't do. And you can start either A or B. What he should or shouldn't do, in your opinion.
Part B, a real man should never have his woman have to be in a confrontation with his girlfriend.
Ooh. I ain't never think of that one.
That is kind of good.
What if you...
Damn!
Right.
What if you ain't your woman, your baby mama, huh?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, y'all. Okay, Sunshine, I need a little bit more. You saying a real man shouldn't have his woman fighting his girlfriend?
Yes, they should never be in a situation where it's a confrontation between his woman and his girlfriend. If you going to cheat, do the shit right. Your woman should know about your girlfriend, and your girlfriend should know shit about your motherfucking woman. She should know shit about your woman. She should know where she lives. She should know what color car she has.
Hey, you don't get caught.
Hold on, man. Don't be rude, man. Don't cut off. Let her finish. Go ahead, Sunshine.
They should know shit about each other. I mean, real talk.
Okay, now I'm going to start with the guys. Start with my host. Agree or disagree?
No, I disagree.
You disagree? Okay. Why do you disagree?
I mean, because if you lie to both of them, somebody at some point shit, you really gonna be fucked. I mean, at least if you tell somebody the truth, then it's like, okay, well, I know what I'm expecting.
Good point.
But see, you know what? But that's where y'all fuck up at, because the girlfriend start catching feelings and get on that psychotic shit. And that's when she gets to stalking your motherfucking ass and trying to find out where you be, where your girl live.
Well, she
didn't
And my question was, who do you tell the truth to? Your woman or your girlfriend?
Exactly. You can't.
Who do you tell the truth to?
Go on,
tell
into a relationship. Go on,
tell
into
the girlfriend.
You tell
no,
the girlfriend.
No,
I agree.
No, you don't.
I was just asking. I didn't know who you tell the truth
You're not
going to
tell
no,
your woman that you fucking around on her.
Exactly.
Well,
that
was
the girlfriend.
So you tell the other women the truth because you don't care for them.
Hold on.
You got to watch him, baby boy, because that's what he said in there.
You know what,
I love
you,
Joni.
You are a fool.
You know what I say, tell your woman, because there's some women out there, you giving her that chance as to whether or not she want to accept it. You see
right.
what I'm saying? We're giving her that option. I'm not talking about the girlfriend. Fuck that hoe. I'm talking about your woman. You giving her that option as to whether or not she really want to deal with you.
That's bullshit.
Hey, why the girlfriend have to get her
listen, I'm going
to
tell
you. I'm going to say something. I'm going to break the golden rule. A nigga going to do only what you allow him to do.
Exactly.
Period.
Damn, that little dude was ugly. Look.
Was you looking at
my first my ex-husband.
Fuck you.
All right, y'all, let her talk. What was you saying about
my ex-husband? That was the issue I had with him. I told him, if you ever feel like you see another female you want to fuck, let me know. Give me that choice as to whether or not I want to deal with the shit. Because the first bitch come up to me talking shit, I'm whooping your ass.
Hold on. Now, with you, you publicly made it clear that there's no threesomes and none of that involved. So why would he tell you?
No, it ain't got to be no threesomes with me, but if he want to be with somebody else, you can be with that other person. Just be courteous enough to let me know. Because, okay,
really?
This is my point on it. Because if I
come
catch you with that bitch, I'm not going to confront her. I'm going to confront you because you're the one who knew what you was in. Not her.
She setting him up for doom. That's a setup for doom.
Whatever.
He can't be honest with you.
She
has a point. Sometimes we don't always see eye to eye, but I see exactly what you're saying.
Yep.
I really do. She does have a point.
I mean, if she's going to be your woman, she's going to be your woman regardless. She's going to put up with your bullshit. Perfect example, my cousin called her, they wasn't even married then, she called her dude fucking another bitch in her car behind their house.
Down. Hey, Karen, what you doing over there?
Damn, that's and she still married him?
Yeah, she married him.
Oh, no.
Man, that's deep. That's a lot of love, man.
That's a lot of love.
I don't think I got that much love. I don't have that much love in me. I'm sorry, I don't.
So you caught your girl fucking somebody else you wouldn't marry?
Hell no. The fuck am I married her for? If she can't be honest while we in a relationship, how the fuck you going to be honest during a marriage?
But you ain't want to love shit. But she wasn't the one cheating. She was the one cheating.
But it, either way, it don't matter. If my girl is cheating and I catch her cheating, why the fuck am I going to marry her cheating ass? Because
she shouldn't even be good no more.
Now, if she cheat during the marriage, that's different.
Then she an adulterer.
Which I can speak on, but...
No, you cannot kill her legally.
legally you can't do it, dude. You can't kill him legally, man. I didn't kill nobody. I wanted to. Actually, I called you that same motherfucking night.
You can't think of it either. You can't think of it either, man. Because that makes me accessory to the crime.
Gloves don't fit.
You must have quit.
I want to get back on track. Sunshine, you done threw us the hell off. I already hit Cass. All right, Wick, do you agree with you? Do you tell him? Do you agree with what Sunshine was saying?
No, because my rule is I can't tell him myself. I can't do it. Because I don't know the consequences going to happen with God. She can say she cool with it, but what happens 3 months later?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Anybody want to chime in on what Wick just said?
Yeah, you say 3 months later.
Because it's always going to come up when you did this. Always a cheater is always going to be a cheater. That's
a good point.
But I agree with that statement. One that cheater always a cheater.
Why telling yourself?
Oh, that's terrible. So it's like talking about yourself in a sense, wouldn't it be?
Okay, let me ask you a question then, man. If your girl cheated on you, how could you trust her? You can't trust her anymore because whether you forgive her or not, it's always going to be in the back of your mind she slept with somebody else. Always. You will never, ever be able to run away from that fact. It's always in the back of your mind, which means...
Hold on.
She can do it again.
Can I answer the question?
Please do, sir.
I mean, come on, man. Let's be realistic.
Hold on. I forgot. This the host speaker. So hold on. Let me set you up.
Really, man.
He left me wide open, man. I had to take that shot, man. That's what I really called shit.
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
No, go ahead, dog. That's just for Ray Charles, the Ray Charles comment you made in the chat room. By the way, y'all, we are in the chat room. The video chat room is wide open. The Sin City Blog Talk Radio chat room is wide open.
Hit us up.
We're just chilling in the chat room. Hit us up, sincity.spruce.com. All right, go ahead, dog.
Man, shit, you did all that talking. I forgot the question.
Really? You really forgot the question?
Yeah, honestly, I did, dog. You just would not stop talking.
Shit.
Fuck you think you talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man no more. I'm the one. City's changed. It's a new day, bro. You can't clean up your act. Suggest you raise the fuck up. Get the hell out of Dodge. Get caught up.
Wow.
We built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
Motherfucker.
Get the fuck out of here.
Anyway.
All night. Now, go ahead, man.
No, seriously.
We were talking about the cheating thing?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. I mean, you got to figure in relationships, you're going to go through your ups and downs, trials and tribulations. I mean, there ain't nobody perfect. I mean, motherfuckers fuck up. I mean, we fuck up, they fuck up. I mean.
Hold on. We got some bullshit going on. Keep talking, man. I'll find it. Keep talking.
I mean, who's me?
Who is me?
Sunshine.
Damn, what you getting groceries again?
That's bullshit. What you talk?
I work.
Oh, okay. I don't think nobody can look at no relationship in black and white. I mean, you got too many different shades of gray going on. I mean, so just to be like, all right, well, if you do this, I'm gonna do that. Come on, man. I mean, everything ain't black and white. I mean, that's just my opinion.
That's true, but now let me ask you a question. Okay, you're engaged. Let's say you're engaged.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You come home, you find your fiance with another man.
Before you finish that question, of course, I mean, see, it's the difference between actually seeing and hearing.
And I mean, yeah, thank you.
It's a big difference. I mean, you can sit here and say it's not, but yes, it is. Because, I mean, for the most part, you're not going to know everything. I mean, you know what I'm saying? A motherfucker going to tell you, ah, right, yeah, I did fuck around, or this, that, and the other. But overall, she ain't going to tell you everything she did. Like, she not going to tell you. Like, she ain't going to tell you. She ain't going to tell you she sucked his dick. She not going to tell you that. I mean, you can know your.
She tell me some shit like, oh, baby, I'm sorry, I just sucked his dick. I'm drunk.
He said it right then, man.
I'm just saying. Okay, right hold on. Let me ask you a question on what you just said. You said it's the difference between seeing and hearing. Okay, let's say I came to you, me, your boy, your dog. I said, hey, man, I rolled over my boy crib. Now, you ain't seen this. You're just hearing it from me. I rolled over my boy crib, and your girl was up in the house. She had her clothes on, but I don't know what happened. But
that's
this is your fiance. But you're hearing it from me. Not no other motherfucker on the street, your dog.
That's
and I know do you put weight on it? Do you weigh that?
But different. That's different too. Cause you
whoa, Willie, can I ask a question? Now,
go ahead. Go ahead. My fault. Go ahead, old man.
Look, if you told me yes, I'm gonna put weight on it. I'm gonna press the issue probably 10 times harder if it was just a regular motherfucker on the street. Yeah. Yes. If you told me yes, I would like okay. I'm going to press the issue a little bit harder. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Overall, it's still my decision to say, well, am I going to do it? Am I going to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, all I'm saying is that motherfuckers fuck up. Motherfuckers fuck up. Motherfuckers do shit. That's all I'm saying. I mean, ain't nobody perfect. Everything, there's no black and white. I just think it's a lot of shades of gray.
I agree with you. I want to send a special shout out to Janine. Hi, Janine. She's in the chat room with me. What's up, Janine? Okay. She's in the chat room, though.
I'm just waiting on Sunshine to get in there. Sean, I know she's listening somewhere.
We in the chat room, y'all. SinCity.Spruce.com. You feel me? Now, Does anybody have anything to say about what my man Cass just said?
I'd like to speak on it. I say a relationship is a two-way street.
Okay, what do you mean two-way street?
You got to forgive them for what they did, and they got to forgive you what you did. Like Cass said, everybody's not perfect.
Now, you know what? I understand that, but who's to say you got to forgive them? Why do you have to forgive them?
If you want that person, you got to forgive them. If you want them, it goes out if you want them. If you don't want them, then fuck them. It's all what you want. That's what the whole life is about. It's what you want.
Okay, check it. Like, if you're on 97 and you're like, y'all say, once a cheater, always a cheater. What if she cheated on her man while she was getting with you? So what make you think you any different than the man she was already with? You some special cat, now she's not going to cheat on you with the next guy come along? Once a cheater, always a cheater.
But when you think that way, it'll never work.
Hold on, y'all. I see Sunshine over there eating potato chips or some shit.
There's no relationship will never work because everybody gets together some kind of way.
But you said, they said once a cheater, always a cheater.
No, that's what I said.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree, but if once a cheater, always a cheater, then who's going to be with who? You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be a trust thing, a mistrust thing there.
I mean, but think about it, dog. Okay, let's say this is your woman. You caught your woman cheating on you. How could you get past that?
You can't. Can you say, wow?
You can never get past that. It's always going to be in the back of your mind. Always.
Always.
You know what, dog? I'm not going to say that it won't never come up, but if you just keep harping on it, I mean, dude, your thing is that, all right, if she cheated and you forgave her, go on and forgive her.
It's the forgive thing. You got to be able to forgive, man.
Right.
I don't know that, but
my question is, who's to say you have to forgive her? You don't have
How
to
about
forgive
this one? I got one for you. Why you talking about what she did? What did you do?
You don't have to forgive her.
No, you don't. You ain't got to forgive her.
But
you don't. I mean,
but at the same time, most of the time, people talk about what they did, what you do.
I ain't
nine times out of ten, for her to be cheating, you done did something too.
That's a cop out. That's
not
bullshit.
Nine times out of ten.
No,
if you did
that's not true.
You think you sitting there and you fucking somebody else and you think they ain't fucking? You think you the only one fucking?
I just asked a question.
You think you the only one fucking?
No, man. That's not what you said.
God,
that's not what you said. You said that if they did something, that's because you done did something, or think about what you done did. You ain't necessarily had to do nothing for that person to do whatever they're doing. They just did it because they wanted to do it.
But you think about it. What if you didn't do it? And then they do it, but that makes you do it. Just because you think about what they're doing, it makes you do what they, you know. Sometimes,
man,
think
about stop, man. Hold on, stop, brother. I mean, because that didn't make no sense. What you doing, because they doing, and what you thought they was doing. Dog, look.
No,
the bottom line is.
I'm sorry, Cass. I didn't say it right. Maybe I said it the best way I could say it. It takes a person thinking something to start something.
No, it takes a person. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it because you want to do it. That's
exactly.
It's not. Ain't nobody forcing you to do shit. Because if you didn't want to, I mean, it's a real simple scenario. If a motherfucker did something to you and you felt that hurt or that.
Sorry, I thought she was done.
You feel like it was that far out of pocket, you're going to leave. If you don't feel like it was that far out of pocket that you can work it out, you're going to try to work it out. All that old shit, well, I'm going to do this because you did that. Come on, man, that's bullshit. You do shit because you want to do it.
So you saying that people stay, so why they stay there then?
Because they
want to
stay. Because they want to stay.
You know what, man, we talk shit all the time to each other, but I put a whole lot of respect on what you just said, man. That shit made a lot of fucking sense, man. You don't make sense most of the time.
Nah,
so
I was
right
about to say,
I'll
take that one.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Cass.
I know Cass. I said I was going to say I'll take that one.
What you just said made a whole lot of sense. Motherfuckers do it because they want to do it. They don't do it because they have to do it. They don't do it because they're unhappy. They do it because they want to do it. Point blank.
Exactly.
Right, I know motherfuckers will sit there and tell you, I got the best relationship in the world. But I still go out and cheat. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker be like, he or she is like just the best person in the world. Well, what you here with me for? I just want to cheat.
Yeah, but do you stay with a motherfucker like that? That's the $100,000 question. Do you stay
How deep is your love?
That's a lot of love, man. That's a lot of love. For me, that's some shit I don't know if I can forgive. Let me try to bring in Sunshine. Sunshine, are you done with the potato chips?
I was not eating potato chips.
What the hell was you doing?
I was putting up groceries.
Damn, you go grocery shopping every Tuesday.
Go to eat.
All right, well, Sunshine, I know you got a lot of wisdom. You want to chime in on what my man said?
Which part?
Any part. Whichever part you heard while you was crunching your chips and putting away your groceries.
I agree with what he said.
That's good enough. You agree. That's cool. Hey, get at me, man, as far as the record pool go, man.
Yeah, I will, man. I appreciate you, man. I see you,
bro. Okay. The fact that we just got off the air, just like, okay. Well, we just start talking. I'm not the fool, man. All right, so we're gonna play.
I'll be back in my black suit.
Yeah.
Wow, everybody just actually started talking to a whole bunch of different people.
I appreciate it.
Fucked up.
All right, man.
This is real fucked up.
TennesseeDocSoups.com, man. All day, every day.
No. It's time for you to go to bed and you ask for candy. I don't think so. Good night.
Well, damn. I guess it's somebody's bedtime around this motherfucker.
Hey, where are the white women at?
That wasn't even me that time.
I just figured I had to press something. Everybody just went their own separate way. Like, oh, she talking about candy. You talking about, all right, dog, I'm going to holler at you. I hear Wick in the background. Is the fun in the back?
No.
But she never hung up. Okay, I still got to say she's a diehard caller.
I got number love for LaFonda.
Yo, shout out to her over there, tearing it up. She just kept it. She still got spot. I can't hang up. That's what's up.
She'll be married me if I hang up. So, look, let's do it, but.
Right. LaFonda, I ain't mad at you, baby. I ain't mad at you at all.
Hey, Janine said she don't know what happened to her phone. It just shut off and when I come back on. So that's what's going on. But she is in the chat room. We wait on everybody to come to the chat room. We're trying to get the chat room back up and running, y'all. SinCity.Spruce.com. Hit the chat room box. Come on in there. Fuck with us. Y'all know how we do.
Hey, and another thing, man. Tell your peoples, man. Tell your peoples. Come on here, SinCity.Spruce.com. Everybody work with somebody that they know that would love this that would love this website. That's why we ask one person. If you tell one person, you tell that one person tell another person, and so on and so on.
That's all we ask for, people. Because y'all know every time y'all call, no matter what, you're going to have a good time. Even if I piss you off, you still going to have a good time. That's what's up.
I mean, you
about
to do that to me all the time.
All the time.
I know, but I still love you.
That's what it's all about. But you call because you know you're going to have a good time. And that's what it's all about. For that hour and a half, it's about forgetting about all the bullshit at work, the kids fucking with you. We try to get everybody an outlet to just sit back and enjoy the conversation, get your laugh on for an hour and a half. That's all we ask. That's it. Get on the site, fuck with the blog. Oh, I put up a new blog. So if y'all want to go read it, check it out. SinCity.Spruce.com. It's the blog tab. It's a good one.
Man, I think it's time for me to post a new blog, too, man. I ain't post a blog in a while. Actually, you know what, dog? You know what we ain't did?
What?
We ain't did a chronicle in a minute, man.
Nope.
Think it's that time. Think it's that time to get a new chronicle out there.
All right. It's always gravy.
What you think, Sunshine? You think it's time for a new chronicle?
Yep.
She done put the phone down and yelled across the room. Yep.
Right.
Because my Bluetooth went dead. I've been at work since 9 this morning.
Yeah, right, you just now getting off?
Yeah.
Damn, your chick gonna be fat.
My chick's always fat.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
I don't need management.
You sure? Come to the chat room.
Honest, personal pronouns are all
f***ed
up. I mean, where's the verb in that sentence?
Yeah. Ain't no verb, motherfucker. All pronouns. And complete sentences. Motherfucker. All right, y'all. We coming down to the end of the show. We want everybody to come to the chat room.
You know what, man? I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. This was a long-ass show. This is a very long show. I don't know. It's like if everybody was just not on the right page today. But tomorrow, we're going to have us a great show. We're going to have a great show tomorrow. So we need everybody.
This is a pretty good show.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, shout out to 1080. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad he called in. You know what I'm saying? Hey, good music is good music, and I like this music, man.
Yeah, so did I. So did I.
Now, you don't know who that last artist was that you played?
No, I don't. I don't. I can find out for you, though.
I like that song, but when she said, her pussy so good it make you want to sink your teeth into it, I don't think I want nobody's teeth in my shit.
Bite the shit out you. Bite the fuck out you.
I'll find out. I'll get it for you. I'll have it for you tomorrow. I'll tell you exactly who it was. All right.
Okay. Janine said that her phone shut off and won't come back on.
I already said that, dog.
I understand that. It's called a charger, Janine. Put it on the charger.
Man, no. That's why I have to yell across the room.
Janine, put the phone on the charger. I hope she'll hear that because she's going to cuss me out probably.
All right, man, let's, you know they're going to cut us off. Sunshine, you can't last much for a sweetheart.
No, love the show as always.
All right, come on to the chat room. Lucy, you got any last words for us? All right, we waiting on you. Lucy, you got any last words for us?
It was a good show, like the tracks that was played. And I'll hit y'all up tomorrow.
All right, you know you got to get a webcam so you get in the chat room, too.
I probably got one. I just don't be fooling with my computer. My teens live on it.
All right. Young Shashan, you got any last words for us? Or are you still having this business? Wow. All right, dog, you got any last words, man?
Hey, SandCity.Spruce.com, man. You know us. Each and every Tuesday and Wednesday. Let's get it in. Let's do what we do.
All right, that's what's up. All right, y'all, I'm going to take you out with some of my man, Jock the Freshman. That's my dog. This track is called Shorty Got the Bomb. It's like a stripper song.
Step up in the club, I'm Gucci up and down.
Okay.
The Henny in my system, so you know we bout the time. They know what's going down, the smoke is all around. It hovers over me, little dead, I'm Player Brown. The first thing that I see is baby with an eye.
Okay.
It's planted on me, follow me when I slide by. Her thickness in them jeans, they gloss on the lip.
Okay.
Allure with a smile, that's woo in the hip.
Okay.
Even a fingertip, got the artwork of a queen. Her diamond game is priceless, seductive game is mean.
Okay.
I got the step over, she got the takeover.
Yeah.
Heard her come over later, I'ma bend her over. Shorty just like a pro, but only for a price. Cash, swagger, good, whichever one is nice. I said you need me at the spot cause you supply the bomb. I got you, you just bring the stuff, I heard you got the bomb.
Shorty gotta walk so mean, talk so mean. Swag on 10 in them Darion jeans. Really bag on the side, iPhone on the side. Shorty is a star cause she shines so bright. She grown, know what she want. Want a real G, don't front, don't stunt. Mama, when it come to me, I know what she want. She got what I need and Shorty is the bomb. Shorty Shawty now we back in my spot. I know she feeling hot. Good looking in her system. I could tell how she drops. On the couch, baby, wop. She wants to unwind. Tell her I'm gonna freshen up. Cause I know we about to grind. She wanna do the same. Came back just like the song. Seducing me with a t-shirt and a panties on. I'm down for anything. So baby, be free. Like a porno star, she ain't scared. She grinding on me. She tease me just a bit. Then she tastes her fingertips. With nice round lips, I think her body's a trip. And when I let off in her room, she knows what I like. When she takes it, I jump on it like she riding a bike. Dripping wet like a fountain, she clams me like a mountain. She cooped me multiple times, but asked me who was counting. But after that, now we smoking on a bomb. I had to whisper in her ear, girl, you got that bomb. Shawty gotta walk so mean, talk so mean. Swag on 10 in them Darion jeans. With his bag on the side, iPhone on the side. Shawty is a star cause she shines so bright. She grown, know what she want. Want a real G, don't front, don't stun. Mama, when it come to me, I know what she want. She got what I need and Shawty is the bomb. And Shawty got the bomb. Got the spot blowing up. Cash so sick, that's why she throw it up. Shawty got me drunk and I ain't trying to sober up. Keep a bad crew too, look how they rolling up. My chick dying, but she got that good. And my chick do fame, that you wish your could. She grown, I know what she want. Hey, little mama, don't tell me what you got. Shawty got the bomb.